We don't celebrate birthdays. This is Dr. Herbert Alvarez, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. We don't celebrate birthdays. Yesterday was Sylvia's birthday, and Sylvia turned 25. Dynamic, young, vital, alive, thrilled with all of living, just a magic lady. She turned 25. The table was spread with all sorts of birthday cards and well wishes, and friends sent her well wishes on the internet, and she was surrounded by all sorts of love and goodness. A pot of flowers, a vase of special roses from the rose store was brought to her. But we don't celebrate birthdays, ha ha. Well, we really don't celebrate birthdays. We just celebrate every day as a birthday. Every day is a wonderful day. Every day is an exciting day. Every day is a day for doing beautiful things. What we do here at the Absolute Monastery and University of Healing, we love to have a party. And we have parties whenever we can. And the parties that we have are parties of joy and parties of delight and parties of harmony and parties of peace. And sometimes we have dancing, sometimes we have singing, sometimes we have talking, sometimes we have sharing, but usually there's a wonderful cake. And last night, Sylvia had a special cake. I don't know who bought it. I kind of think Sylvia did. But it's an ice cream cake. It had chocolate ice cream in it. It had vanilla ice cream in it. And it was just like a mud pie, but it was a little more firm and delicious as could be. Well, we all had one good-sized piece, and we thoroughly enjoyed it. Now, really, the cake should have been removed from the table and put in the freezer, because one piece is all that any of us needed. But as that luscious vehicle sat there in front of us, begging us to enjoy some more, I reached up and cut another piece. Well, when I had another piece, Ingeborg said, well, I'll have another piece too. And so I cut her a nice piece, and Sylvia cut herself another piece. That's her birthday. And Ellen cut sort of a medium-sized piece, sort of a half of a normal piece, and she ate it with all the gusto. Now, it doesn't matter whether Ellen cut a half a piece or a whole piece or whatever. The fact is, she took a second piece. We all have the opportunity to have as many pieces as we want. We have the opportunity to eat the whole cake. In fact, we almost ate the whole cake. And Sylvie says, well, we got to save a piece for Art. Art's coming over for dinner on Sunday night, which is tonight, and we have to save a piece for him. And I thought, oh, really? I'm happy that Art gets whatever he gets, but if I feel like another piece, I'll have another piece. And I don't care. It's served at our dinner here, and it's for our dinner here. And if we eat it all, great. And if we save a piece for Art, that's great. But you see, a lot of times we do things like that. We want to save a piece for somebody else, and save this for that, and do this and do that. The party is for the party. The party is not for saving for other times. The party is not, well, you're getting your present tomorrow night. Well, then we'll have another party tomorrow night. That's right. We'll have another party tomorrow night. Every party is complete and whole in itself. Every wonderful adventure is complete and whole in itself, and this is the way it should be. Because when every adventure is complete and whole in itself, then wonderful things happen, and indeed, wonderful things are. As we live our lives in the now, as we live our lives in the first person present tense, as we live our lives in the only time there is now, we don't save things for later. We don't save things for other people. If we're going to think of Art, well, buy another cake and have it there so that Art can have it and we can share it with him. Because it's no fun for Art to eat a piece of cake all by himself. It's nice, he eats it and says, that was nice. But when he eats it in the company of everybody, then it's super nice. So If Sylvia has the idea, well, we're going to have a piece for Art too, because he's coming the next day. We'll have another cake. Have another cake. So when Art comes, it can be exactly the kind he likes. And what kind does Art like? You're now thinking of Art, so think of the kind that he would like. What kind of cake would he like? And you see, too often in our life, we're not living in the now. We're not thinking in the now. We're not doing in the now. And because we're not thinking, living, and doing in the now, we miss out on so much of life's wonderful adventures, so much of the excitement that comes along, so much of the excitement that comes into our life and says, yes, now, now is the time, now is the only time there is. I talked with Sam Gabo down in Nigeria, and I was there a few weeks before his passing, and then we talked on the phone the night of his passing, and I was saying, Sam, you're fantastic. He says, I'm home perfect, I'm fantastic, I'm wonderful. But you see, what we didn't understand, his wife and I, we didn't understand that he was fantastic right now, that he was perfect right now, that he was happy right now, and that when he chose to move on to his next dimension, he was happy then too. And he moved on with joy in his heart and with magic in his being, and he moved on with a sort of an expectation of this great adventure that he hadn't really got a good glimpse of, but he's going to get a good glimpse of it now. And so a short time later, he moved on and he went to his next adventure, and he did it in the now. Well, at first his wife, Sybil, said, oh dear, I miss him. And then she said, Sam, I wish you well. I wish you well. I see you delighting in your new adventure, in your new vision, your journey into that additional dimension. I think that's wonderful. Sam, I love you, and I release you, and I bless you. Now, you see, all the things in our life, death, movement, visitation here and there are all in the now. And when we live in the now, when we live in the first person present tense now, magic takes place, wonder takes place, great adventures take place, and we love every single moment. We don't buy a cake and want to share it with other people. We buy a cake and share it with the people who are there. Let them eat it. Eat the whole cut and pick a thing and enjoy it. And if there's anything left, I have a rule in our house, but it's not very well maintained. And that rule is, there are no leftovers. No leftovers! If you're going to buy a cake, buy it the size that we're going to eat. If you're going to cook some meat, cook the amount that we're going to eat. If there's any leftover, out she goes, in the trash. If there's any veggies left over, in the trash. If there's any potatoes left over, in the trash. Don't make too many. Make portion size cooking. Do things in the now. Live in the now. Live in the now. Live in the now. I share this and teach this and offer this to all of my students and all of my friends and all of the people in my world, and they forget. They make spaghetti enough for an army. They make enough meat to serve 5 people when there's only 4 people there. They make enough potatoes to serve 8 or 10 people, and there's only 4 people. We must learn to live in the now. And to live in the now is cooking in the now, sharing in the now, being in the now, and enjoying every single moment in the now. Sam Agabwa, he's enjoying the now where he is. Sybil Agabwa, she's enjoying the now right where she is. Herb Byerly, he's enjoying the now, right where he is. And Sylvia enjoyed her birthday party last night, and anything other than that is overkill. But she's enjoying it right now. Whenever her mind thinks of her birthday party last night, she tickles in her heart, and she says, that was great, that was wonderful. As we train ourselves to live in the now, to experience in the now and be in the now, magic takes place in our life. So, that's what I'm training myself to do every moment of my life. No leftovers. Live in the now and enjoy life to its fullest. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you.